Yesterday, the plan was to talk about Hezek Sheni Nicker for part of Shir and Klayim for part of Shir. We ended up talking about Hezek Sheni Nicker the whole way through. I hope the Klolim we learned yesterday is Hezek Sheni Nicker you'll have it. In the meantime, regarding Klayim, let's spend some time. I'd like to get back to the main sugya. But regarding Klayim, Tosis talks that the chiyuv which our Gemara discusses on the Baal HaKerem, that's Mechayivim. So Tosis brings that in Tosis Divarasuk at Tanya, that this is going like the Mandi Yomar, the Dor Dina de Garmi. It's a case of Garmi. Tosis also said that why don't we say Al Nisik L'Harchik Asatzvai? So at that Tosis answers that it's Gira Delay. That Rav Yaisi is made by Gira Delay, by his arrows, so to speak, there Rav Yaisi is made. So there are a couple of pshatim to be shown, first of all, in Gira Delay. What does it mean that it's Gira Delay? Tosis and Bava Kama and of Kufa Midbei says the Fetish that the reason we consider a Gira Delay, the Baal HaKerem's Achrayis, to take care of the Hezek, the reason for that is that the machrisha, the tools of working in the kerem, when a person works in a kerem, he needs dalet amos all around for his tools, for his animals and his wagon and his plow. That's the whole reason the kerem needs dalet amos, because it's the nature of a kerem that you need more room to work. And the Baal HaKerem cannot say that I'm not going to end up intruding on your field, because the Metzius is when you're working in Kerem, it always intrudes on the other person's field. And therefore, it's Gira Delay. He's the one that has to put up the wall, because what makes it Gira Delay is the fact that his Kalim are going to end up going into the other person's field. This is not the way we learned. The way we learned in our Gemara, the way it sounds like for the Rashbam, that the Baal HaKerem, the reason it's his responsibility, is because his kerem is going into the other. His iser klayim is gira delay. That it's his kerem is going into the other person's field, so to speak. A more less physical shot in gira delay. It's a lumdish of shot. Gira delay in lumdish, his mitzvah of kerem is going into the other person's tefuah. His shem kerem is going into the other person's tefuah. That's the way the Rashi learns in Agamar. Tosis in Bava Kama, maybe Tosis here holds the same way, learns that it's out, that it's gira delay, out the mechrisha of the physical needs of his kerem, he's going to end up intruding in the other person's field. That's what makes it gira delay. And that's why it's the Baal HaKerem's responsibility. The question which we have on Asuya, why is it the Baal HaKerem's responsibility? So we say it's gira delay, so we have two pshatim. Either the pshat we learned all along, that it's a din iser, that the kerem is the one that asas the tefuah, or like Tosis and Bava Kama, that it's a din in the needs of the kerem, that his machrisha and his plows, everything's going to go into the other person's field. There's a third pshat. The Ramban has a pshat. Why is it the Baal HaKerem's responsibility? Because it's Dinei Issa V'Heta. He has a mitzvah to build a wall. It's his mitzvah to put up the wall, since the Baal HaKerem is the one who's responsible for Dinei Issa. So mitzvah is mitzvah, he has to put up the wall. Which Shmuel Rozovsky asks, why is it his mitzvah more than the other person's mitzvah? Why is it the kerem's out mitzvah alone? Everyone's muzer not to grow klayim. Why is it his mitzvah more than anyone else's mitzvah? So the stifler of Simon Gimel has a nice pshat. And the importance of the stifler is, when we get to the second parak of Mitzvah Hashem, Because the disciple asks, he says, let's step back. Why al hanizik laharchik es atzmai? Rabbi Yossi Shita. That it's on the nizik to be marchik himself. Why takan? Why is it more the responsibility of the nizik to be marchik himself than the mazik? He's being mazik someone else. Let's tell the mazik, don't be mazik. So Stifler has a sharp upshot. I'm not bothered by the kasha. I would understand, why should the mazik do it? Let the nizik be marchik. Like, why one more than the other? The one who's being hurt, he's the one. You know, Gemara says, whoever has a toothache, he goes to the dentist. Right? The one who's having the loss, he's the one that has to take care of it. So I understand how in Izik Laharchik Asas my Pashup Shat. The Stipler has a very sharp upshot. Why the Nizik, in general, why does the Nizik have to be mad? Let's talk about Rabbi Yossi's case. I have a tree, and you have a bar. And let's say your bar was there first. You have a pit, and you store your water at the edge of your property. And that's where you get all the water. It rains, it fills up your pit, and that's where you get your water. I plant a tree on my side. And my roots are now going to go into your bar, and they're going to make holes in the bar, and it's not going to hold water anymore. So Rabbi Yossi says, the Chachamim say, I have to pull out my tree. The Chachamim, the Mazik has to pull out. We pass on Rabbi Yossi, I'm a Nizik L'Harfik Asatzim. The Nizik, the owner of the bar, it's his problem. The owner of the tree is allowed to plant the tree there. Why? So Stipler has a pshat as follows. He says, if you're going to answer on the owner of the tree to plant the tree at the edge of his rishus, it comes out that when the other person planted a bar, he's being mazik, the owner, his neighbor. Because now he's mazik his neighbor, that his neighbor can't plant trees there. So if you're going to say that the person is restricted for planting trees because the other person planted a bar, then the planting of the bar itself should be aser, because it stops me from planting trees. If you're going to say the mazik has to be mazik as atzmat, every nizik turns, everybody who's a mazik turns into a nizik. Because if you're going to tell me I can't plant trees there because you dug a bar, so you're being mazik my field. Before you dig your bar, I could plant trees. And now you're digging your bar, you're stopping me from planting trees. Here I'm fouled. What?
The bar was mazik only for certain types of plants. The tree comes in now with mazik anything on the other guy's rishus.
No, only virus. If the person's going to have a store.
The bar was staying stationary. It wasn't really going to go be mazik anything. The only thing that will be, is that you can't plant a tree that's going to reach there. The tree is going to reach into the rishus and it's going to be mazik even more.
Well, the bar is mazik.
And the mazik, don't you take over?
Well, the bar is mazik without going anywhere.
Right.
The tree is mazik by its roots going somewhere. It's a shilling. But what's the difference?
The fact that the tree extended the... See, extended it, as if, like uncovering the bar, you made it worse.
You say, because it goes, it's worse. I don't know. I don't know. That would only answer the case of the tree, and there are other cases in the Gemara where one person has mustard and one person has bees, and they all agree with each other. You'll see what only how it gets to here. He's not going to disagree, he's going to client. He's going to go with this to client. So the Stipler's Einfall, and it takes imagination to think of it this way. He says, why Ala Nizik Laharchik Asatzmai? Because you're going to say Ala Mazik Laharchik. So every Nizik becomes a Mazik. Because if I can't plant a tree, so till now I was a Mazik. My tree is mazik. So you tell me I have to pull out my tree. If I have to pull out my tree, now I become the nizik, now you have to pull out your bar. So he says that any dinim of niske shcheinim, the reason I'm a nizik l'harchik asatzmai is because mehechetesi. Why should I be the one to pull out? You be the one to pull out. If you're going to tell me I have to get rid of my tree, so I'll tell you you have to get rid of your bar, and then I'll be able to plant my tree. So since when you have neighbors, each one does one thing and they're mutually exclusive. They can't be together. So then they're mazik each other. It's So they're mazik each other. You can't be mechayiv anybody. You be the one to pull out. I say, why me? He's mazik me. Right? I want to have a light in my backyard. So you're telling me I can't have a light that you can't sleep. I have to pull out my light. So I'll tell you, so if you're going to pull out my light, and then I'm missing, I want a light in my backyard. And you're being mazik me that I can't have a light. Whatever hezek you're tying against me, I'll tie it against you. So since it could go both ways, so it's like a blessing of Chabel of Araya. Why should it? You can never force someone to pull out. So therefore, you don't force anybody. And the Nizik, if he wants to protect himself, let him protect himself. That's the stipler's shot in your guys. So everyone's a Mazik, everyone's a Nizik. So therefore, whoever wants, I have a tree and you have a bar. Shalom Yisrael, I have my tree, I have my bar. Whoever's stronger is going to have to, the other person is going to have to protect himself. Since the tree is stronger than the bar, so it's going to go into the bar, so the bar is going to have to protect. Nizik v'hachri kasatzman. It's the stipler's angfal. It's a little too sharp, I don't know, to be pshat, but that's what he says. He says, Mimela, if you hold that way, it's always on a nizik l'harchik asatzmai, because you'll say, why should I pull out? You pull out. So then, the Ramban makes sense. The Ramban says, when one side has the mitzvah on him, when mitzad dina yisav heter, the mitzvah is on one side, so the Rabbi Yossi's maida, he has to do it. Because Rabbi Yossi's whole cheshbon is, why should I pull out? You pull out. Why should I pull out my bar? You pull out my tree, you pull out your bar. So the whole time is, why me, maybe you. When the Torah was b'chayiv one side, like Klayim, where the Bala Kerem has to do it because the Dini is in the head. So there, the Mazik has to be Marchik himself. The Mazik can't say, yeah, I have to build a wall, now I come out being the Nizik, because I have to put up a wall. You have to put up the wall anyway. Else Dini is in the head, you have to put up the wall. So it's no time that you'll say, now we're going to say, Allah Mazik v'harchi kasasva. You'll say, you have to put up a wall. So you'll say, now I'm losing. I have to put up a wall because of your tour. The Torah says, you have to put up the wall at the Yeridah. You have to put up the wall Shulchan Aruch anyway. So Mimela, in that case, Rabbi Yossi's mind that the Mazik should do it. This is the stifler's suggestive chat in the record. Akapanim. Lemaisa, if he doesn't put up the wall, he's chayiv to pay on Stiva de Garmi, as I state in the Gemara in Bava Kama, that this is going like the Madiyama who don Dina de Garmi. And we say, so the Ramban, in his kutras on Garmi, asks the Kasha, why is this Garmi? Why isn't it Momen HaMazik? If I have a kerem next to your tefua, let it be Momen HaMazik. So at the end of Shia, 2 days ago, I mentioned this kasha. So someone spoke up that which Momen HaMazik is it? Which Momen HaMazik is it when I plant a tree? When we learned Bava Kama, we went with the Mahalos, that if it doesn't fit into one of the chidushim of the Torah, that Momen HaMazik has to pay as a chidush. And if it doesn't fit into one of the mazikim, it's not a, you don't have to pay. So I looked in the Ramban. The Ramban says that it's shor hamazik. That the kerem, the vineyard, is like a shor. Just like a shor, if you don't lock up the shor goes out and it's mazik. Like tofach ba'peh, you didn't lock up in front of it. It's a shor hamazik. The same thing, if I have a kerem, and I don't put a wall in front of it, it's like I'm letting out the kerem. So the kerem extends it to your field. And if it extends it to your field, then it's a mazik. It's like shara mazik. So that's the Ramban's kasha. See, the Ramban's kasha. When I have a kerem, Tosis, the Gemara says above a kama, Tosis brings, let it garmi, let it be mamad mazik. So if you look at the stipler, he brings a teretz b'shem the Ilui Miminsk. But this teretz, if you look in the stipler, the svarim he printed when he was a bacher, the Kilas Yaakov, the Ten Chalakim, he himself said this teretz. I don't think he came from Minsk, so I think later he found that somebody else says it also. But if you look in Chelek Aleph, I think Simon Hay, the stifler says, suggests the following, and it's also in Baba Kama, this Terence. Listen to what he says. He suggests that Kerem is not Shar. If I plant a vine next to your Tvua, it's not Shar HaMazik, it's Bar. What was the main chilek between Shar and Bar? That a Shar is Haylech HaMazik, or Eish is Haylech HaMazik. Shar and Eish go to the other person's field and they're Mazik. And Bar stays right where it is and it's Mazik. So Zuck the Stifler, let's call this Kerem Bar. What do I gain if I call it Bar? Oh, so it's Bar. How does that answer the kasha? Bar is a garmich. Michayim out Bar. It's a teretz. Teretz is, once we say it's Bar, it's very good. Bar is only chayiv, ashar and chamar, only in animals. Ashar v'loy adam, chamar v'loy kalim. Now loy kalim is not dafka, loy kalim, loy tfua. A bar is potter, unless it's, if it's mazik people, or if it's mazik, if it kills people, or if it's mazik kalim. So ashar v'loy adam, chamar v'loy kalim. So like the stipler, the kerem, will be a din bar. It's bar. The Ramban's kasha is answered. Bar is potter if it's mazik tefillah.
But it is
haylech umazik. Is it haylech umazik? Where is it going? It's staying in its place.
But do we say it has to grow half a percent?
Has to grow 200. But if I have kerem here and tefillah here, the tefillah is also because the tefillah grows at 200. If the kerem doesn't grow 200, then the tefuah is not awesome. If the kerem doesn't grow 200, the kerem is not awesome. But if the tefuah is with the kerem, the tefuah grows at 200, it's awesome. The kerem doesn't have to actually go into the tefuah physically to be mazik. In lomdis, you could say it's going in. But physically, it's not going anywhere. See, here in Haifal, he says that if it has a dinner moment of mazik, it's a bar. And if it's a bar, it's potter. Like the Terrence. Oh. I had a problem with the Terrence. How could you say it's bar? We say Yechayev. Yechayev al Garmi. What's he saying? We say Yechayev because of Garmi. If it's bar, so every time I dig a bar, and your car comes into it and gets ruined, I'm potter. Right? I dig a bar b'shus harabim, and someone drives a car into it and it just gets ruined. So I'm potter, because bar v'lo kerem. Why am I not chayev al garmi? I'm not chayev al garmi. Okay, it could be I'm not chayev al garmi because it's not bar yezeka. I dig a bar, it's not for sure, somebody's going to drive his car into it and get ruined. But let's say I do it in the way that it is Bar Yezeka. So why isn't every Bar Chayiv Al Garmi? What? Over here, it's Giri Delay. So by a regular bar, there's no Giri Delay. It's not Garmi. Here, it's Giri Delay. You say Delay doesn't mean the Girim of the Kerem. You say you mean the Girim of the person. Which goes with which pshat? Sure. It's more gira delay here. It's more than person's ma'aser. Could be. I remember the stifler himself, he asked the kasha last year in Baba Kama, why every aish is not aishin. Some he asked Bar also. He asked why every aish, that's Patr and Tomlin, why is the chayiv at garmi of Adam Amad? So, and Mustami, you're right. Every bar is not gira delay. Here it's gira delay. It's like his ma'isa. It's chayev al garmi. Okay, akoparim, that's the stifler's teretz. We're more interested in the Ramban's teretz. Ramban says the mechudish dikah teretz. the Ramban says, again, the kasha is, why isn't it Mamana Mazik? Why do we consider it Garmi, which is Adam Mazik to a Gairim? It's like the Ramban. We said to be Chayiv, you need three conditions. You need Ervuvia, that they should be considered mixed. You need Nichusa, that is happy with it. And you need that it grows to 200. So Ramban says two terutzim, why it's not Mamana Mazik. His first terutz is, it's not Mamana Mazik, because the Ervuvia is not Chayiv on the Ervuvia. You Chayiv on the Nichusa. You Chayiv because you are asking to leave it that way. The wall fell down. Why am I Chayiv? I'm Chayiv because I decided to leave the wall down. So that's when it becomes Klein. So the stifler, so that's Garmi. Not Garmi on the Kerem. The Kerem itself wouldn't be Klein. It's Garmi because I decided I'm not putting the wall back. I said, you know what? Let the wall stay down. When I say let the wall stay down, at that minute it becomes Klein. So when I say let the wall stay down, it becomes Klein. That's Garmi. Saying let the wall stay down is Garmi. So this nekuda is similar to what I mentioned at the end of Shia yesterday in Mahalach, that what makes it klayim is the nichusa. The fact that he decided he's happy with it. Inami, says the Ramban. The third step. What makes it klayim is it grows at 200. And what makes it klayim is growing at 200. Then it's only Garmi. I didn't make it klayim. I put a carob next to your tour. It's not klayim yet. It doesn't become awesome. It becomes usher when it'll grow. However, I don't know how long it takes to grow at 200. Probably a couple of hours. Right? How many days does it take wine, the grapes to grow? So it takes grapes to grow. If it takes 100 days for it to grow, so 200 on average is, I guess, half a day. I don't know if it takes 100 days. So when I planted tefua, the carom next to your tefua, I'm not ushering your tefua yet. When your tefillah grows at 200, then it becomes awesome. So therefore, I'm only a garmi. It's not mamon amazik. The mamon causes that when it grows, it's going to be awesome. So what the Ramban does is he takes the three conditions that you need for klayim, the revuvia, the nichusa, and the 200, and he says it's garmi either because of the second condition, because of the condition that it's nichusa. And that's only Garmi, or because of the condition of growing at 200, that's what makes it into Garmi. So either way, that's the insight that Hilchus Klayim that we have from the Ramban. The Ramban is saying that the Taicha, this is a Klayim, don't get confused. Don't think Klayim is not like Shatnez. You're putting wool in somebody's linen bag and you're magic. If you put Tvua in someone's kerem, or kerem in someone's tefua, you're not mazik him yet. The hezek comes later. When you have nichusa, and it grows to 200, then you have a hezek. So that's why it's garmi, I think a very geshmak of shav. It's only garmi because the issa doesn't come till later. Now, of course, if you're going to argue that these things are only a tanai, that really the revuvia is the issa, growing 200 is just a tanai, shir is not the good for issa, then you could argue with the teretz. Well, Lamaisa, this is what the Ramban says, and it's mistaken.
If you have nechusa without revuvia, it will be nothing. You need the revuvia to get the three steps.
Yeah, you need revuvia. Yeah, but you need the revuvia first, and then just a second.
Right.
So it comes out that when I put it there, I'm making it possible for this to happen, for the hezek to happen. So that's garmi. That's a garmi. I'm causing it to happen. Right. I'm making that it should happen. So that's a cause. I'm causing that the next step is going to become awesome. So he says that's why it's Garmi in that moment of Mazik. The Kerem by itself is not a Mazik. All right. Welcome, Lachnik. As I state your Ramban. One last kasha. I think I saw in the Ayel Torah. He brings a Rishul like Diskin. He has the kasha on the sugya. The halacha is hamakayim klayim loika. Not only if you plant klayim, you get malchus. A mekayim klayim like it. If you do something to make the klayim stay, it's an issa sheish by malchus. So he asks, why don't we say in our sugya, kam lebe de rabbi minei? The bala kerem should be potter because he's over an issa sheish by malchus. Stami means, even if he was over without a ma'isa, but it's a lav sheish by malchus. He knows he's doing a lav sheish by malchus at the same time as mamin, even though b'shegig, you're potter for malchus, but l'ma'isa, he said, come later at me. So if the tfuah is, if the sarabala kerem, why should he pay? He's over a lav. The same time it do, when it grows to 200, at the same moment that it's over on the Issa Klayim, he's over on the Issa, he has to pay. What about Dadi? So Shulay Diskin's cash. So I think he says the Teretz that you have to Zetzan Asugya, like the Mandi Amar, that if you're over on Malkus B'Shegeg, you don't say Kam Levi Rabbeinu, which is not the way we pass him. That Chayv Malkus Shegigin have to pay. It's a Daichit, is that's what I like, one man the other. Once saw a second Teretz, which is a nice Teretz. The Kam Levi Rabbeinu, the Gemara says Exubis of Aflamid. Again, it's at least like one man the other in the Gemara. The Kam Levi Rabbeinu is when you Chayv Mamin and Malkus to the same person. Or Momin and Misa to the same person. What's coming to the Ramine? Someone shoots somebody, and the same time he kills him, his blood ruins his suit. So you don't have to pay for the suit. Because you chayev Misa. So it's all to the same person. You chayev Momin to him. You chayev Misa, it's hard to call it to him, but you chayev Misa for killing him. So that's called Misa and Momin to the same. By klayim, if the bala kerem lets it grow, is chayiv malchus because of what? Because of his kerem. Is chayiv malchus because of his grapes? Right, the tool is not his. The issa klayim, you only over on your own fruits. You're not chayiv because of someone else's fruits. His issa klayim is on his grapes. The mamin is on the tefuah. So it's malchus lezeh or mamin lezeh. The malchus is on the growing of the grapes, and the mamin is on the growing of the tefuah. And the truth is, it could be that even by Hadadi. I don't know what grows faster, tefuah or grapes. It could be one grew a 200th in the morning, and the other didn't grow the 200th till the evening. So the moment is later and the malchus is earlier. So therefore you don't say kavod rabbi because the moment is
earlier. The moment
is when it grows to 200.
The first 100. Mekayim is after it grows to 100. Not usher until the 200. Once it gets to that share, it becomes usher.
But that won't help you, because if at the time of the chiyuv mamon, at that moment there's a chiyuv malchus too, that won't help you.
There's no chiyuv mamon for the next minute.
So let's say he gets malchus for 100 different minutes. But he still should be part of a mamon. Because at the time the chiyuv mamon came, at that minute there was a chiyuv malchus too. Who cares if he's chayav malchus anyway for other things? But still it's bad.
Two separate things.
One is something I did to you, to your tefillah, and one is something I did to me.
So my if
the tefillah belonged to Hagdish?
Yeah. And or is it the fact that one is the tefillah and one is the grave?
Well, Hagdish, look, I mean, this we consider someone else. The point is, one is for someone else, and one is for me, myself. I was over an Issa Klayim, just like if a person would eat Nevela. He's over Nevela. There's nothing to do with anybody else. His Kerem, he was over Klayim. That's his Aveira. with the other person's what he did to the other person is a separate treasure. It's an aveira he did it with his own property, not he did with the other person's property. So that's two different things. That's true. You shoot an arrow on Shabbos and I break your window. You say, "Come le d'rabmine." So I was carrying the arrow. Assuming there's a ticker, if it's mekalkel, then it's not. So let's say I threw something into your rishus. That's a tikkun to get it into your rishus. It was something in the street that I wanted to get stolen, so I picked it up and I threw it to your rishus and I broke your window. That's the Gemara's example, come le d'rabmine. Sarah chetz v'kara shirayim. So there also, the Issa Shabbos is with the thing I threw. And the moment is with the glass. It's not called the Zeh or the Zeh. It's a little bit of a problem, right?
The person that created the moment is with my friend.
Even though my carrying was with the arrow and the moment is for the window. Like here we're saying, you look at the Kerem and you look at the Tefillah. So there, even though it was at the same minute, which I'm asking, but why don't we say one was the chiyuv is for carrying the object I threw into Rishasi Achid, and one is for breaking the glass?
So, as we said,
I don't know.
Here, this chiyuv, Malchus, doesn't it only happen when my carrying grows?
It means two different minutes.
Not just two different minutes, it's two different things that are coming up here. One is the carrying, the carrying is different.
And there, the fact that I'm chayv, because I threw this object into Rosh Hashayachid at Shabbos, and breaking the glass is a din.
It's the same thing. It happened one night to here. One night to the two different things happening.
Okay. Let's get back to Hilchos Shchein. Let's see the Gemara. Tamar deRatzu, top of the end of days. Gemara now makes a diyuk in our Mishnah. Let's get back to. Ashutim sherotzu. We're up to the second word in the Mishnah, where it says that they agreed to make the mechitza. We're saying, what is mechitza? A wall. So rotzu means only if they agreed to make a wall. They're not obligated to make a wall. Why are they obligated to make a wall? So raya zakti gemara ala rotzu and mechai benai say ha mehezik vi alash mehez. Frek the riff in the tshuva, which is quoted by the Rashba and others. Break the riff in the tshuva. Tama the ratzu, only if they agreed. See, ask Akasha, if they don't agree, why? If I say, you don't have to build a wall. So it must be a raya as a kriya shlashne hezik. Zuck the riff. No. Maybe hezik kriya shme hezik. Maybe really Hezekiah is Hezek. Why do you need Ratzu? Why do you need that they agreed? Dr. Riff, maybe you need that they agreed. So we're talking in a case where there already was a chazaka that one had on the other had a chazaka that Chesed Tashrishim, that I'm a neighbor of yours and you don't say anything. So I get a chazaka, so we had the machlokes on the board, the Rambam holds, that you don't even need givul shanim. I get a chazaka right away. If I'm your neighbor, and it goes by a day or two, and you don't say anything, so I get a chazaka, I have a right to intrude on you. Like the Rambam in Tzichishvah, that you should need, that you maybe rotzu is pshat, if they had a chazaka. But even like the shittas, that hold you do need Gimel Shanim, right? That was the Rosh and the Rivam. That hold you do need Gimel Shanim. So maybe our Mishnah is talking Tama de Ratzu because there was Cheskes Tashrishim. They were already there for 3 years. So maybe that's why. Really, it has a Kriya Shmei Hezek. Our Mishnah says Ratzu because it's talking a case where there was a Cheskes Tashrishim. And once there's a Cheskes Tashrishim, a person can't tell the other person you have to knock down the wall. Zok the Rif. Chetashmisha means you can't force me to build a wall, I can't force you. That's why the Mishnah says that Shutim Sharatsu only have to build the wall if they have an agreement. Only if they voluntarily agreed that they will bechayev themselves to build a wall, then they have to build a wall. Otherwise not. Why otherwise not? Gemara says this has to be a lashma has. That's not what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says should, but in the case of the Karen, it says that means we are neighbors. We split the chatzin, and I'm living next to you for 3 years, or like the Rami even for a short period of time. And now you tell me build a wall. So if I'm Ratzu, I have to. If I'm my Ratzu, I don't have to. Not because Hezek me Lashma Hezek, but because I have a Chesed Tashmishan on you. Zakhtarif, from here's a raya, that you can't get a Chesed Tashmishan on Hezek Riyah. That there's no Chesed Tashmishan on Hezek Riyah. I gave you the other day the piece of paper with the 6 machlokes rishonim, which I don't have with me, so I can't tell you if you don't. But the 6 types of Chesed Tashmishin, and one of them was the machlokes, if you have a chazaka on Hezek Riyah or not. So I think it was the Ramban sheet on the sheet. Whose sheet was it? There's Ramban. The Ramban of Afnun Tes. All the Rambans who are speaking out are not allowed to be either in the Din of the Garmi or in Daphne Test. Here, the Ramban Shita is that there's no Cheskes Tashmishin on Hezek Riyah. Why? So the Ramban itself says why. The Ramban says that there's no Cheskes Tashmishin on Hezek Riyah because on anything that involves tzar haguf, you can't have a chazaka against someone else. I can't have a chazaka that you don't mind if I hurt you physically. That you don't mind, I hit you 10 days in a row, I have a chazaka, I can hit you 11th day. There's no chazaka on tzar haguf, and it's a Gemara of Gimel. The Gemara says there's no chazaka for kutra, for smoke. If I make a barbecue and the smoke goes into your backyard and it gives you physical tzar, if it's enough smoke to give you physical tzar, I guess a barbecue is not enough. Say my chimney goes into the backyard and it causes you tzar. Well, the Gemara is a second example, kutro beis hakise. Somebody has a bathroom, not our bathrooms, the once upon a time bathrooms. Which had a smell, which had an odor for plumbing, and if I have my beis hakise in a place where the smell goes into your rishus, so I can't get a cheskes tashmishin on that because it's tzar aguf, it's mitzar someone physically. Even if you didn't say anything for 3 years, later you could tell me to take it out. You can't have a chazak on tzar aguf. That's the aside of the Ramban and the Rif, and they hold that Hezek Riyah tzar aguf. And Mimela, you can't have a Cheskes Gimel Shanim on anything that has to do with Tzaragov. So that explains, what does that explain? Why you don't have a Chazaka on Tzaragov? And Hezek Riyah is considered a type of Tzaragov, and Mimela, you can't get a Chazaka. That's the Shita of the Ramban. Got a Chalkim. I think on the sheet I called it the Rosh. Should I write? The Rambam. Can the Rosh at the end of the line? No. Okay, so it's still called the Rambam. The Rambam Shita is that you do have a Chazaka. I it's Taragov. So the Stipler, Simin Hay, says it's not Taragov. The Rambam will learn that I don't have Taragov. What's my Tzar?
In the place of Monogram.
What?
Like the
mom and right? By the other method. Okay, good. So he says, the Stipler learns that the Rambam al Taich, Hezek, Riyashme Hezek, my Hezek is not that I'm going to have Tzara go. What's my Tzara? In my backyard, I want to go swimming. And it's mevaz of me. Someone should see me undressed in my backyard. It's a busha to me. So that the Ramban holds and the Rif hold that Tzara go. The Rambam says, no. What happens is I won't swim in my backyard. If your backyard is open to mine, So I just won't put a pool there. I won't swim there. I won't do things there that are embarrassing me. So Mamela, the Hezek Ria is not Tsar Haguf. The Rambam will learn that the Hezek Ria is a Tsar Mamon. You're restricting my use of my backyard. That I can't use my backyard for private things. So Zakta Stipler, and really Devin Ozel says this before him, Devin Ozel and the Stipler both learn that we have here a machlaikis, what is Hezek Ria Shmei Hezek, like the man Yama Shmei Hezek. The Ramban and the Rif learn it's Tzara Guf, it's a physical pain. That I'm going to swim there and you're going to look at me. Well, they even held eating in public was a Tzara, was a busha. That I'm going to sit there and eat a meal and it's a busha to me that people should see me eating. So that busha causes me Tzara Guf. That's Hezek Ria Shmei Hezek. So the Stifler, the Ramban will learn differently. The Rambam will learn what's Tai Chezek Riyash Mei Hezek. It's a Hezek Mamun. I have a backyard. Until now, I was able to do private things in this yard. Not off the back, it could be a front yard. It has a gate to the street. No one can look in from the street. And a chatzur is a front yard, right? That over there where I do my private things, in front of my house, I don't want everyone to see. So, Elamai, what am I going to end up doing? I'm going to end up not doing these things. That's a Hezek Mamin. I'm restricted in the use of my yard. Hezek Mamin. On that you could get a Cheskes Tashmish. On that you could get a Cheskes Tashmish. So the Machlaikis is, what is Taich Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek? Two Pshatim. Either Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek is a Tzar Agoth, like the Ramban, or Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek is a Tzar Mamin, or a Hefsid Mamin, because you're restricting the use that I have in my backyard. So Mimela, the chatzur is worth less. I mean, it has to be a financial loss. It has to be a financial loss. You can have to say it's worth less financially. Such a chatzur, being restricted on what you can do, is worth less. Okay, it's what? So once, it's the same thing with all the cheskes tashmishim. Let's say I let you lean your ladder on my wall for 3 years. After 3 years, I say, no, I don't want. I want to paint my wall and I want it to look nice. It's too late. You should have made a machah. Once a person has 3 years, that's cheskes tashmishim. By mamim, we say cheskes tashmishim. I think so. We'll have to see. We're going to learn the sugya cheskes tashmishim. If a new cause is a reason to retract the chazak, I don't think so. I think for that, you have to make a machah. There's such a beautiful raya to this pshat. The Ramah, Kuf Nun Dalet, Siv Zayin, says, if you hold, like the Rambam, and a chazakah for not building a wall is a chazakah. The Ramah says, you can't force the other person to build a wall. You have a chazakah. Vafilu hachi, he's not allowed to look in to the other person's yard when the person is doing devarim shel tzinu. Because even though the Ramah is paskening, you do have a cheskes chazaka to not build a wall by Hezek Ria, not like the Rif and Ramban, but like the Rambam. Saying even if you're going to pasken like the Rambam, and a chazaka helps. And 3 years, or maybe even less than 3 years, you have a chazaka, you can't force me to build a wall. It's two, I can't force you to build a wall. But you're still not allowed to look in. That's pshat. If I have a chazaka, I should be allowed to look in also. Very geschmack. Because the chazaka is a cheskes mamon. That I have a right to not put up a wall, even though you'll tell that you don't feel comfortable doing things there. But at the end of the day, if you're going to decide you're going to go swimming there anyway, you're going to do things there anyway, I'm not allowed to look. Because on Tzara Guf, I can't have a chazaka. What? The Ramban says, what? The Ramban said, yes, Shalay Yistakel. The Ramban said that, then we're going down with the Rambam.
Shouldn't make a difference.
What?
Even that shot that yes, shouldn't make a difference between the Rambam and the Ramban.
Why?
That's how Tolian is Torah, if they're Chazak and not Chazak, Tolian Metzias. You look at Nachman, even if the Rambam, the Shad is at this Chazak, if you can't look, you have the same Torah.
Yeah, but I think what Natali is asking is that if you hold the mitzvahs, I'm not allowed to look. And it's yefshe for me to not look, so Mamela would have to put up a wall.
So then what's the Rambam
Shita? So what would the Rambam Shita be? So it must be that Rambam doesn't agree with this cheshbon, yefshe shalai stakel. The type of says so beferish for different reasons. That the Rambam doesn't hold with the svar of yefshe shalai stakel. And he says, vaker, that the hezek is the other person won't do it. If the other person decides to do it anyway, you can't look. Because the side of the Ramban, everyone agrees. You can't have a chazaka to give someone tzar.
So what that's the question, the Ramban, but, even prior to 3 years, the person be able to say that, not at all?
Even prior to 3 years. Like the Ramban, why can't you say, no, I'm not going to look, it's a good kasha. So you have to go back to Reb Ruvain. If you don't hold like the Ramban, then it's tzar aguf. You have to go back to Reb Ruvain, who said that this whole thing is part of a takonas hashem, that you're not allowed to be mazik someone, even though you're going to say, I won't look. But that's part of the takana. We're going to have to use Reb Ruvain. We can't. The Reb Ruvain, which I spoke out the first 2 days of Perek HaShutfin, we're always going to have to come back to, except like the Ramban. Because you're right. Otherwise, you're talking right. The person say, I won't look. Why do I ever have to build a wall? So you still have to come on that it's a takana sashem. But this, the kuda, the hezek riyah, there are two parts to hezek riyah. The tzara guf and the hefsid mamet. So that's emes l'kuli alma. Just the Rambam holds hezek real life is shmei hezek only because of the mamon. The person can just not do private things in his backyard. If he'll end up doing private things, he can't have a chazaka against. So the Gemara says ema mechitza plukta k'diksiv v'tehi mechza ha'eda. Mechza can mean half. So maybe rotzul lasis mechitza means to divide. V'kimi the rotzul b'ayin es ha'kosel b'karcha. You have to know rotzu here means with a kinyan. The Marsha and the Maram on the other Aleph point out from Tesis Lefikach, rotzu here means with a kinyan. So I told you many times this year that people are allowed to change their minds if you don't make a kinyan. I can agree with you, I'll do this, I'll do that, but I agree to split with you. Later I could change my mind. I could say, you know what, I changed my mind. So kiman the rotzu here means with a kinyan. So kimi the ratzu b'ayin has hakosel v'akarachai am hezek v'yishmei hezek. Why did you learn that way? Yachi hay sheratzu lasis mechitza sheratzu lachatzais mebayole. Elamai guda. It's also shver b'ayin has hakosel b'ayin ha'isai mebayole. Now for the Gemara, Yitana Aisai have a mina mesipas ba'alma. Mashbalan, kaisel. Okay, I'll discuss briefly mesipas. The Rashi on mesipas had a problem with. There are those who ask on Rashi. And after that, we'll get, even though there are two doubts here, it's misleading. It's really, the Gemara's rayas are all a hemshech of this Gemara. So I'd like the rest of the summit to try to do quickly. Tomorrow, I don't know.